Well, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. the gun, but when he sees the other ball coming down, he can do a great defensive line.
You got to be on the channel Sunday. come to Kansas City.
Yeah, it's all right. They had the catchers were down close, and one of them, they're on four last season, you know, down. So you get back. Ryan Gordon, he'll make the, right, he's gonna make the honorary starter the next round.
Yeah, that's all I can do if you want me to start on.
Then they do 185. He can move.
Yeah.
And, you think? Because he's quick, very quick. Well, that's the reason I think that that's why I seen the reaction, you know, the defensive lineman and so forth. The offensive lineman moves on force. The defensive lineman moves on movement. And that is why he could play defensive. He could play defense because he cannot move. Until he sees that ball move, or the offensive lineman, and then he can move. Bud Wilkinson also points this out, you know, when he was covering the Oklahoma game, the Oklahoma-Nebraska game, and he pointed out that the advantage of the offensive lineman has is that he can move on the count, and he knows when the count is going to come, so he gets a little bit of a jump. But the defensive lineman compensates for getting that jump by the fact that he can use his hands, whereas the offensive lineman can't. Play a defensive linebacker. Yeah, he can be all pro. Goodbye. And you'll get back. You've got to come back. You're amazing. Goodbye. You're mighty proud of this role. Goodbye. Good luck. Goodbye.